City Council would look a lot different next term if local students determined the outcome. Conducted in parallel with the official municipal election, the Student Vote Project run by Civics, a nonpartisan registered charity, saw students select six candidates who fell short of being elected in real life. The student vote saw 1,068 mock ballots cast for Cam Guthrie in the mayoral race, taking about 54% of the student support. That's down from the 71% support he saw during the official election. With the exception of Dan Gibson in Ward 1, Ward 3's Phil All and Ken Yi Chu in Ward 6, students opted for an entirely different crop of counselors. However, there were no participating schools in Ward 5, so none of those candidates were chosen. If student vote results were the official measure, Gibson would be joined by Ty Mack in representing Ward 1. Officially, Aaron Catton took the second seat, with Mack coming third in a tight race. Ward 2 would have entirely different councillors, with students picking candidates Ray Ferraro and Rob Osburn over official election victors Rodrigo Galler and Carly Claussen. Rather than Michelle Richardson, who was elected alongside All to represent Ward 2 on council, students favored John Bertrand. Only four mock ballots were cast for councillor candidates in Ward 4, fictionally giving a seat to Brendan Clark. Clark received two votes from students, with one each going to Christine Billings and Hitesh Jagged. In reality, Billings and Linda Busutil were elected to represent the ward. Chu carried favor with students and voters alike for Ward 6, but his ward mate varies. Student ballots would give the second seat to Mark McKinnon, while official voters opted for Dominique O'Rourke. 22 Guelph schools participated in student vote, with the highest number of mock voters at St. James Catholic High School, which had more than 1,000 youth participants.